we all embark on the start our journey with a goal where we want to reach, but along the way we get sidetracked. Our goalpost keep on changing. Goalposts keep on changing in our life because of untrained senses. Jnanendriyas are not trained well. In Avadhuta Gita, there is one Avadhuta Gita comes in Srimad Bhagavatam. It talks about how our senses are misleading us. It talks about the deer so enchanted with the music. A hunter plays a music, deer stops and hunter catches that one. And for the fireflies, they look at the fire and jumps into the fire for self-destruction. Carnivorous plants, flowers, they emit fragrance to attract the birds and flies. When they perch on them, they close on them and get destroyed. The fish get attracted for the bait and get caught and gets destroyed. And another one, elephant, it is talking about elephant, how they trap the elephant, wild elephant. They keep the cow elephant and dig a pit, cover it with leaves. The elephant goes, thinking that it is going near that cow elephant, and falls into the pit. These senses talks about in the Bhagavatam, our senses are uncontrolled senses leading us astray, help us not realizing our goal. Our goal post as we are traveling keep on changing the goal post. The nature, we cannot blame the nature for that one. We cannot blame the objects for missing the goalpost in our life. Objects are not responsible, and some religions, they talk about putting a veil around the object so that you are safe. Putting the burqa around the object, it won't solve the problem. The problem is still there. And or destroying the objects, no, it's not the solution. Last week we touched upon Jitendriya, King Alarka. He wanted to have a control by destroying his own senses. By eyes, he wanted to remove his own eyes, and he was advised against that one. It's the problem not with the objects, and problem with the covering that one, outer things won't solve the problem. Problem still is there. How to address that one? It is talking about our senses. Senses are like sensors. Sensors, they are controlled by the mind. Mind is the controller, not the senses. Senses are just they are the feeders. The mind behind that one is to be controlled. It has to be trained. The mind, unseen mind, is hiding behind and getting its things done through the senses, and senses are blamed and senses are punished, and the culprit, real culprit, is hiding within, escapes. Real culprit is escaping, the culprit is within. And it is talking about in the yoga practitioner, how he, a yogi, should be. It is talking about apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvatam tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashanti mapnoti nakamakami. Yogi is the one like a ocean. All rivers around are gushing in to disturb that tranquility of ocean. But ocean, though all rivers are moving from all direction, ocean remains undisturbed. Ocean doesn't, because of its depth, depth of the ocean, the magnanimity of the ocean, no amount of rivers coming in cannot disturb the tranquility of the ocean. The root, the tree is so strong, roots are so strong, the roots are deep, that no amount of wind cannot topple the tree. Our roots are very weak. We are not connected within. Roots are very weak. Because of that one small change, we are becoming like a dry leaf tossed by every passing breeze. Small changes happens, our mind get disturbed, and our goalposts keep on changing. It is talking about the senses to be managed. Jnanendriyas got to be managed through enriching the mind. Mind has to be looked after. Mind is the culprit. And Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about enriching the mind. Uddharer atmanatmanam atmanam avasadayet. Atma here means mind. You have to uplift the mind. Uplift the mind, up at the untrained mind. The untrained mind, the senses are like horses. If the mind is not last week I touched upon, mind is like a rein. If the reins are not in control, mind is not trained, horses will lead us astray. Uddharer atmanatmanam na atmanam avasadet atmaiva atmano bandhu. One who can move towards the goalpost in the life, one who can move towards the goalpost and realize the goal for that person, how that person could able to do? Because that person's mind has become as a friend for that person. Why we miss the goalpost in our life? We wanted to go here and ended directionless. Why? It is not because of the object or the situation, changing situation, our mind. Mind is the culprit. Mind is the culprit. Like in a rainy season in a lake, water is entering all the place from all direction, and water has become very muddy. We cannot see our own reflection. So muddy water, allow 2 days after the rain has stopped, all mud settles down and clear water comes out. So is our mind. It has to be made to settle down through dhyana, meditation. Contemplate. When you start contemplating, like mud settles down, disturbing thought settles down. When the mud in the disturbing thought, mud in our mind settles down, clarity increases. With the clarity, we can focus on our goal. Without any clarity, every goalpost we keep on changing, we get swayed by the opinions of people. Not that goal, this is the goal. This is the goal. We are swayed by the opinions of people and mind is not trained. You have to go within, spend time for yourself. So that yoga helps you to realize the goal of your life. Otherwise, is yet another squandered life. If you do not want to have yet another squandered life, look after yourself. Goal, setting the goal is one thing, realizing that one through the enriched mind. Lie down on your back.